New, what's going on? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Tzadi Ches of Masechta Pesachim. This is a very exciting Daf. Well, almost as exciting as tomorrow's Daf, in a certain sense, because this is the second to last Daf of like Pesachim in the sense that apparently, I'm no expert, but apparently Pesachim is broken into like two books, two parts. There's like Pesach Rishon, which I think was the first four prakim, up to Tamid Nishchat. And then with Tamid Nishchat, we get up to like Pesach Sheni. And then there's Arvei Pesachim at the end. So, you know, after, you know, this is the second to last stuff before we kind of wrap up book two of Masechta Pesachim. So it's super cool. You know, we're kind of closing in on the, on all the Kadshim Sugyas. That doesn't mean that it's, that the Gemara is planning on letting up at all. This is a very Kadshim-y kind of day. But it's exciting times here at Babylon Talmud, and we're going to learn this stuff together. We talk about more like dichoy kind of things, yirachi, stoiv kind of stuff. What happens if you set aside a korban Pesach, and then you kick the can, lemaise, you pass away. What do you do? And talk about korbanos that get mixed together with other korbanos, and then we have a basically almost the entire Amud Beis is just one big Mishnah, also dealing with like korbans that get lost and stuff. So here we go. Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom at the Mishnah. Mafresh Nekeva Lepischo O Zocher Ben Shtishonim. What happens if you set aside as your korban Pesach an animal that is not able to be a korban Pesach either because it was born a female? And a korban Pesach needs to be a male, a zocher, or because it's too old, right? It has to be a male that is up to 1 year old, or maybe it could even be a year old, certainly not more than that. So if you have a korban that is either female, or if you have an animal that is either female or male, but older than 1 year, so what do? So yirachi yistoiv, so it grazes until it gets a mum, and then v'yimacher, you sell the animal. And then, now the animal becomes chulin, and the money you then take, and v'yipuldam of the nedava l'shlamim, you use the money to purchase a korban shlamim, and that's what you do. Hamafish pischo v'mes. If you have a fellow who sets aside a korban, okay, regular korban Pesach, and then he passes away. Lo yivyanu b'no acharev l'shem Pesach ele l'shem shlamim. So his son, if he wants to offer this animal, he would not offer it as a Pesach. Rather, he would offer it as a Shlamim. And the Gemara is going to go into different ukimtas regarding this. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua Shmamina Tlos. So Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua says that we can learn from the first part of our Mishnah, the part of the Mishnah that says that if you set aside an animal that is either female or more than a year old for a Korban Pesach, that it grazes until it gets a mum. So, Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua says we can learn from this three things. Number one, Shmamino Abay Lechaim Nidchin. So we see that even an animal that is alive can be pushed off. We're going to see later on that Reb Shimon's opinion is that no, when an animal is alive, it can't be nidche, can't be pushed off, right? Meaning, we saw this concept of being pushed off the other day, right? When if you have an animal that gets lost and then you set aside a replacement, and then you slaughter the, and then you find the original one, and then you slaughter the replacement, even once you found the original one. So it's kilu, you like pushed off the original one by not slaughtering it and slaughtering the replacement instead, and now it has to graze. So here also, so we see that if you, you know, set aside an animal that is unable to be a korban Pesach, whether because it's female or because it's more than a year old, so then, even though it's alive, it can still have this status of dichui. Okay, fine. Mishmamina dichu meikar avi dichu. We also learn out that pushing off something original, meaning from the outset, is still considered dichu. Kilu, this thing never even had a chance to be a korban Pesach, right? You set aside a female sheep as a korban Pesach. I mean, it's just meikara from the very beginning. It was just automatically going to become nidche because you can't set aside a female animal for a korban Pesach, or if it was more than a year old. So we see that dichui meikara have a dichui. As Rashi points out, lemaisa it's a machlokas in Masechta Sukkah, in the parak of Lulav HaGozel. I believe it's regarding Hadassim. We'll get there soon enough. And finally, ushmamina yesh dichui bedomim. that there could be dichoy even when it comes to kedushas damim. This concept has come up a few times, not in too much depth, more in passing, I think. But the distinction between kedushas aguf versus kedushas damim when it comes to kodshim, that kedushas aguf is sort of like a higher level of kedusha. It's more all-encompassing, whereas kedushas damim is sort of more like an entry-level kedusha when it comes to korbanis. And we're saying that even though this animal was only kedushas damim, all you had done was set it aside. You hadn't actually like slaughtered it or anything like that. Nonetheless, it is what? It could already have dichui. Okay, could already be pushed off. Fine. Hamafish pischo v'chulei. We said that if a fellow sets aside a korban pesach and then passes away, so his son should not offer it as a korban pesach, rather he should offer it as a shlamim. So, Tanu Rabbanan, we learn in a brisa, Hamafish es pischo v'meis. If you have a fellow who sets aside a korban pesach and then he passes away, in beno memuna imo, so if his son, now this brisa is basically what we're going to be discussing now for until we get to the next Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud, right? So this brisa is saying that if you have a fellow who set aside a korban for it to be a korban pesach and then he dies, so in beno memuna imo, so well, if his son was going to be eating the korban partaking in the same korban pesach, well, then yivienu l'shum pesach. Well, then his son brings it as a korban pesach. Okay, ein beno memuna imo. But if his son was not included in his korban pesach, now I think the easiest way to understand this would probably just be to say, and nobody else was either. Kilu, he set aside a korban pesach for himself, and then he died. So now you have this korban. It's a korban that doesn't have any owners. The owner passed away. So what does the son do with the animal? So yivienu l'shum shlamim l'shisha aser. You can offer it as moser, a pesach, as a shlamim on the 16th day of Nisan. The yudvav in the tezvav lo. Wait, why does he have to wait until the 16th of Pesach of Nisan? How come he can't do it on the 15th? Kosovar nedar munedavas in kreven b'yomtiv. Because the author of this brisa holds that you cannot bring a neder or a nedava on Yom Tov, and therefore wait until after. Therefore wait until the 16th. Okay, fine. Sounds good to me. Now the Misa of Amos. Here we go. When exactly did the father pass away? Right, remember, we said two things. The father passes away. If the son was counted in the Korban Pesach, so the son brings it as a Korban Pesach. If the son was not counted with the father on the Korban Pesach, so then he brings it as a Shlamim. What's the case? When did the father pass away? Okay, so if we're saying that he passed away on Erev Pesach, before Chatzos, okay, fine. So, b'no mimuna imo yivenu l'shem Pesach. So he said, well, if the son was counted in the Korban Pesach with the father, so then the son will bring the animals a korban pesach, but that doesn't make any sense. Hachol aninu silav meikara. The zman shechitas pesach starts at chatzos. Now, if we're saying that the father passed away before chatzos, that means that he passed away before the time of shechitas korban pesach kicked in, which means that the son was already an onen by the time that slaughtering of the Korban Pesach, the time kicked in. Now, we learned recently that an Onen, you don't slaughter a Korban Pesach for an Onen alone. We're concerned he might end up becoming Tameh. Right? We said that he can eat it. You can, if he can be part of a group, because by the nighttime, Aninus Laila is only Midra Abaran. But assuming that it was just the son and the father on the Korban Pesach, the father passed away. Now you have the son there. So if we're saying that the father passed away before Chatzos, well, that means that when Chatzos came, i.e., when the time Midoraisa to Shecht the Korban Pesach kicked in, the son was already an Onen, he shouldn't be slaughtering the Korban Pesach. So how can we understand the Braisa that says that if the son was with the father on the Korban Pesach, he would offer it as a Korban Pesach? Isn't he an Onen? El Dmisacher Chatzos. Okay, so fine. So the father passed away after Chatzos, and that explains why the son would offer the Korban as a Korban Pesach, because when Chatzos came and the Zman Shchitas Korban Pesach Midoraisa kicked in, the son was fit to eat the Korban Pesach, to partake in the Korban Pesach, and therefore He would offer it as a Korban Pesach, even though his father passed away. Fine. But we said, Ein b'no mimuna imo, yivanu l'shim shlamim. The problem now is going to be from the Seifa, which is that if the son was not together with the father, right, if he wasn't counted with his father on that Korban Pesach, well, then the son brings it as a shlamim. Well, that doesn't make sense. If the father passed away after Chatzos, that means that when Chatzos came, father was still alive, the Korban was ra'ui to be a Korban Pesach. The father then passed away. The son was not included in the Korban Pesach with the father. That means that now you have a Korban Pesach that doesn't have any owners. What's the halacha darin? The halacha is yirat shi'istoy. It's got to just graze until it gets a mum. You don't bring it as a shlamim anymore. Hakavayte chatzos. When chatzos came, it was koveya, the animal is a Korban Pesach. And at this point, if the owner passes away, should have to the animal should have to graze. So really, says Rabbah, it says in the Gir Rava, but there's a Gir that changes to Rabbah. I think it makes sense. So Rabbah says the Olam Demis Kodem Chatzos. So really, says Rabbah, the father passed away before Chatzos. Okay, Nus, what was the question that we asked? The question that we asked is, if he passed away before Chatzos, then how are we saying that if the son was counted with the father on the Korban Pesach, so then the son will offer it as a Korban Pesach. How can he offer it as a Korban Pesach? He's going to be an Onen when Chatzos comes. Umayivenu l'shem Pesach l'shem Pesach Sheni. Very good. So Rabbah says that when the Brisa says that if the father passed away and the son was counted in the Korban Pesach with the father, if the father passed away before Chatzos, so the son will offer it as a Korban Pesach, it means as a Pesach Sheni. Because when Chatzos comes, yeah, he's an Onen and he won't be able to offer the Korban Pesach because he's an Onen. However, he can hold on to this animal and bring it as a Korban Pesach in a month from now, as a Pesach Sheni. Abaye Omer Letzdadin Katoni. Abaye says that you can learn the Brisa, making a distinction between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha would says that if the son is with him, he brings it as a Korban Pesach. If the son is not with him, then he brings it as a Shlomim. So those are talking about two different cases. Let's see. Meis acher chatzos. So if the father passed away after chatzos, so then b'no memuna imo, if the son was counted with his father in the Korban Pesach, which means that when chatzos came, he was not yet in onen, because his father had not yet passed away yet. And if he was counted, included in the Korban Pesach with his father, well then yivyenu l'shem Pesach, bring it as a Korban Pesach this year. Because when the Zman Shchitas Korban Pesach Midoraisa kicked in, he was not yet known in. Meis Kodem Chatzos, if the father passed away before Chatzos, well then in that case, Ein B'no Memuna Imo, if the son was not counted together with the father, which means that the father passed away before Chatzos, the animal was never, Nikba was never fixed as a Korban Pesach since this all happened before Chatzos, before the Zman Shchitas Korban Pesach Midoraisa. So you have an animal that was set aside as a Korban Pesach. The owner passed away before Chatzos. So that's what we're saying. And we're saying that the son was not included with the father in the Korban. So then, Yivyanu L'shem Shlomim. So bring it as a Korban Shlomim later on, and that would be fine. Rav Sharevya Amar, L'olim T'mis L'achar Chatzos. Rav Sharevya gives an explanation to this Braisa that really the father passed away after Chatzos. Okay, fine. So if it passed away after Chatzos, Uchgon she'aviv goses b'chatzos. But when Chatzos came, the father was, things were not looking good. He was on his deathbed. And as Rashi points out, there's a Gemara in Shavuos which says that, rov goses in the Misa. That most people who are mamish at a certain point in their illness, they're going to die. And therefore, yes, technically the father passed away after Chatzos, but before Chatzos, it was not looking good. And therefore, if we go back to this Braisa, what did the Braisa say? We say that if the son was together with the father in the Korban Pesach, so you can bring it as a Korban Pesach, because, well, the fact of the matter is that he passed away after Chatzos, and therefore, when Chatzos came, the son was not yet in Onen, and he could offer the, So he has this Pesach that he was included in, and the chiyuv of Korban Pesach kicked in. He was not yet an onin, so he brings it as a Korban Pesach. We said that if the son was not together with the father on the Korban Pesach, so he'd bring it as a shlamim, but wasn't a nikba, right? When Chatzos came, the father was still alive. Wasn't it kavua at that point as a Pesach? So then shouldn't it be Yirat Shistayv? So we say no. Since he was a goses at that point, since it was clear that he was going to pass away at that point, we don't consider it as though when Chatzos came, it was koveya the animal as a Korban Pesach, and therefore we don't say Yirat Shistayv. Rather, the son could bring it as a shlomim. Ravashi Omer says Ravashi lolim d'mislacher chatzos. Ravashi also says that the father passed away after chatzos. Okay, v'Reb Shimoni, and it's Reb Shimon d'Omer in b'alichaim nidchin, that b'alichaim are not nidchin. So again, the son, if he was included in the Pesach, could bring it as a korban Pesach, since when chatzos came, the father was still alive and the son was not an onin yet. And in terms of if he was not included in the korban Pesach, he could bring it as a shlomim because in b'alichaim nidchin. Right, and therefore, meaning the reason to say that it should be Yirat Shistayv would be that if Chatzos came and the father was still alive, so then it would be, you know, Nikba, fixed, set up as a Pesach. And therefore, when the father passes away, it now becomes Nidche, pushed off from being a Pesach, because now it has no owners. But says Reb Shimon, Ein Balechayim Nidchen anyways. And therefore, we don't say Yirat Shistayv, and it can just be considered Mosar Pesach, and you can bring it as a Shlomim. Ravina Omar, Kigun Shefisho, Hacher Chatzos, V'mesu Bailem, Hacher Chatzos, V'kosar V'chatzos Kava. Ravina gives the final answer, which is that it's talking about where the father had only set aside the Korban Pesach in the first place after Chatzos, and also died after Chatzos, very busy after Chatzos. So in that case, again, if the son was together with the father on it. So since when Chatzos came, as Manshchitas Korban Pesach came, he wasn't yet an Onin, so he could offer it as a Korban Pesach. And if the son was not with his father on the Korban Pesach, he could offer it as a Shlomim, since we don't, you know, it's not like when Chatzos came, it made this animal into a Korban Pesach, since it wasn't yet set aside as a Korban Pesach yet. So therefore, you could offer it as a shlomim. We don't say Yirat Shistayv. Well, let's go weiter. Nu Mishnah Pesach shenis arv bezvachim kulon Yirat Shistayv v'imach v'yavi d'meir yafesh. All right, let's do that again. Ha Pesach shenis arv bezvachim kulon bezvachim. Period. So if you have a korban Pesach that got mixed together with other korbanos, Rashi says, for example, if you have a korban Pesach that gets mixed together with an asherim and an ola. Okay, sounds good to me. So kulan yirat shistayvu. So what do you do? What do you do? Right? Yeah, you have korbanos that they're all mixed up. You don't know what's what. So what you do is you let all of them go to graze. You don't know what's what. You can't offer them as korbanos. You don't know which one is which. So you let them graze until they all get mums. Okay. Now once they all have blemishes, they can't be offered as their respective korbanos. So v'yimachru. So then you sell them. V'yavi b'dmei ayafa shebo'en. And then you take from the most expensive one, mimin ze, uvidmei ayaf shebe mimin ze, v'yafser amos mibeso. So what you do is, so let's say the most expensive one was $100. So you buy three other animals for $100. And then you offer those as korbanos. And, you know, whatever extra money that you had to pay to get the most expensive of each one would come out of your own pocket. Now, what if the Korban Pesach got mixed together with a Bechor? Right? A Bechor is that the firstborn animal you give to a Kohen. Now, so let's say your Korban Pesach got mixed together with a Bechor. Okay? So the Korban Pesach and the Bechor, interestingly, have the same halachas, basically, in terms of the smicha, like no smicha, and you know, just the blood, and like all of the halachas of the Bechor and the Pesach are the same. So therefore, they got mixed together, but at the end of the day, you know, really the halachas would be the same. So Reb Shimon Omer im chaburas kohanim yochlu. So Reb Shimon says, look, if the chabura who owns the Korban Pesach are all kohanim and they can eat Bechoris anyways, so slaughter both of them and eat both of them. What's the big deal? The Gemara says, wait, but there's one important point. As we learned the other day, when we had that whole group where like the one of them, Lemaisa, had a wart on the korban, then they all got mixed together, and we were trying to figure out, well, can't there be some way that they could bring the Pesach Sheni? So we had talked about there that, you know, you can't just bring a korban Pesach, I think we were saying, like, as a shlomim, because the fact of the matter is that a Pesach you only eat for one night, right? The Pesach you only eat that night. By the next day, it's already, no, sir, you got to burn it. Shlomim you can eat for 2 days. Same thing applies to Bechor, you can eat it for 2 days. So therefore, while theoretically it sounds like that should be a great idea, that while the Pesach and the Bechor have the same halachas, if they're Kohanim, they can just eat it, but the Bechor could be eaten the next day as well, whereas the Korban Pesach cannot, and therefore you're going to have to stop eating both animals at the end of the night, since you're not sure which one is the Bechor and which one is the Pesach, which means that Memele, you're going to be burning one of them prematurely. And you're going to be bringing Kodshim Leves Apsul. You're going to be burning Kosher Kodshim. That's not something that we want. So Vakamaisi Kodshim Leves Apsul. But one of those animals, you're going to be prematurely making Pasul and burning. So Reb Shimon, the time of the Amr Mevi'in Kodshim Leves Apsul. So Reb Shimon says, look, you know, that's okay with me. I'm cool with that, he says. That, look, as Rashi points out, Reb Shimon says, look, what are my options? Either I could say, slaughter both of them and eat both of them. Okay, fine, one of them you're going to have to refrain from eating a little bit early. What's my other option? Just let it graze until it gets a mum? That's a mess. So he says, look, I don't have a problem with the fact that, you know, if you eat both of them, you're going to have to stop eating them a little bit early. That doesn't bother him. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Ashram Shinasari Bishlamim, if you have a Korban Ashram that got mixed together with a Korban Shlamim, alright? Reb Shimon Omer Yishachtu Betzafin Ve'ochlu K'chom Shabon. So Reb Shimon says, what you do is you just find the lowest common denominator, and you stick to that. So for example, a Korban Ashram needs to be slaughtered in the north of the Azara, as opposed to a Shlamim that could be slaughtered anywhere in the Azara. So you have these two animals that got mixed together. So slaughter both of them in the north of the Azara. And what's the big deal? If it's the Shlam, you can be slaughtered anywhere in the Azara. The Ashram needs to be in the north. So just do it in the north. The Ashram, you can only eat it for 1 day and the following night. Shlam, you can eat for 2 days and the night in between. So only eat it for that day and the following night. Kilu, whatever the lowest common denominator is, stick to that so that you can have both korbanos. Amrullah, they said to Reb Shimon, Ein Mavi'in Kachim Aves Apsul. You can't do that because since the shlamim you can eat for 2 days, and the ashram you can only eat for 1 day. Don't do that because you're gonna have to stop eating them prematurely. Rabbanu nechi avdino. Now, according to the rabbis, if you have a Pesach that gets mixed together mit bechor, so what do they suggest? Because they're concerned about, you know, they don't want you to stop eating a bechor early. So Amarava Namtin Lo Loyan Achi Yumamu Vyava Behema Shmena Vilema Kolecha de Ise Lefesach Tahul Ole Dehai Vachilu Bitoras Bechor Bamum. You hear that? So Rava says that what the Chacham would suggest is that in this case what you do is that you take a third animal, a Behema Shmena, a fat, like a Geshmake third animal. And meaning an animal that's the more equivalent of the more valuable of the of either the bechor or the what was the other thing there, korban pesach, and then you bring that one into the mix. And what you do is you say whichever one is the korban pesach, right? And as Rashi points out, because right of a bechor nemabo lo sifta, you can't redeem a bechor, right? So therefore, what you do is you wait for both the bechor and the Pesach to get a mum. Okay, now at this point, so you can eat a bechor that has a mum, that's fine. So you can, the kohen can eat the bechor that has a mum. Now the Pesach that has a mum, you won't be able to eat, but what you do is, you take a third animal, and then you say, whichever of these original two is the Pesach, I want to transfer its kedusha onto this third animal. And then, memela, whichever one was the Pesach, becomes just a regular korban. And then, this third animal, you also slaughter, I guess, as a shlamim, but with all the chumras of a bechor. right? To make sure that, you know, or no, or you eat. Well, I guess that you know that the third one is just a shlamim, and I guess that you transferred, but you still don't know which of the original two was the Pesach versus the Bechor. So you eat both of those with the chumras, whatever chumras there are of a Bechor Bamum. And like that, you know that neither one is the Korban Pesach. You know, whichever one was the Korban Pesach, you know that you made this tonight, whichever one it is, it's being transferred onto this other Korban. Its holiness is being transferred onto this other Korban. And like that, you basically solve the problem. What could be the problem? You just treat them both as if they were the Bechor, and Mimela, you covered all your bases. All right, sounds good to me. Well, now for the rest of the daf, we have like a long Mishnah. Chabur Shavod Pischa. All right, you have a group and they lost their Korban Pesach. So they appointed a volunteer. So they all look to one of the people in the group and they say, look, why don't you go look for it? And if you find it, slaughter it and have us in mind. And sure enough, he found it. Vishachat. And he slaughtered it. And interestingly enough, while he was out searching, I guess they got a little bit nervous that maybe he wasn't going to find it. And they went and they also ended up just getting a new Korban Pesach and slaughtering that. Now, the interesting thing is that they had told him, slaughter it with us in mind. But then they went ahead and slaughtered their own Korban Pesach, not with him in mind. So if this original fellow managed to find the original Korban Pesach before the rest of the group slaughtered their new one, well then, hu alchum mishalo ve'im ochlin imo mishalo. So then everyone just eats the original one, right? Meaning if the guy managed to find the original Korban Pesach and slaughter it before the rest of the group slaughtered their new one, so then since the rest of the group had told him, if you find it, have us in mind, well, then they were all included in the first one when it was found. And therefore, the second one, you know, you can't be counted on two korbanis, on two Korban Pesach. So therefore, since the original one was slaughtered before the rest of the group found their new one, so by the time they got to their new one, they were already included in the original one that was found. Ve'im sheloi nishchat rishon. Now, if they had purchased a new Korban Pesach and slaughtered that before the other fellow found the original and slaughtered it, well then, hem ochlin mishalohen v'hu ochel mishalo. So then, well, they're going to eat from their Korban Pesach because clearly they slaughtered a Korban Pesach and they're going to be included in that one, and they're not going to be included in his because by the time he slaughtered that one, they had already slaughtered their own. But he eats from his own since they didn't have him in mind and he slaughtered his own Korban. So that's that. Him enu yadua is a man nishchat rishon. Now, if they don't know which one came first, o sheshachtu shneim keechad, or they both slaughtered at mamish the same time, hu ocha mishalo. So memele he can eat his own Korban Pesach because they didn't have him in mind. So there's no chance that he was included on the other one. And he, after all, he slaughtered a Korban Pesach, so he can eat from that one. Veim enam ochlim imo. They can't eat with him because they're kind of stuck now. They thought they were being smart by getting their own Korban Pesach, but now they don't know whose was slaughtered first. And they're going to be included whichever one was slaughtered first. If the other guy slaughtered the Korban Pesach first, well, they had requested to be included in it with him. And if theirs was slaughtered first, well, then they would be included in theirs. But since they don't know, they're basically stuck. They do know that they were Yotzei Echi of Korban Pesach, that's for sure. They just don't know with which one. So therefore, they can't eat either one. So the one that the first guy slaughtered, so he can eat that. There's no problem. You know, I hope he's got an appetite. But these other people are stuck because they don't know which one is theirs. V'shalo en yoytze leveis ha-sreifa uftur milasos Pesach sheni. So their Korban Pesach that they all as a group purchased and slaughtered, excluding the guy who they sent out to fetch the original one, so that second Korban Pesach needs to be burnt. But all the people are parted from Pesach Sheni because Mimonafshach, they are yotze. They're yotze. Amar lo, now, what if the instruction was the following? Im echarti, if I come back too late, tzu v'shachatu olai, go and have me, go and, you know, if it's getting late, just go and offer, find a korban Pesach and slaughter it and have me in mind. Now, they did not say the opposite in this case, right? They did not suggest to him that if he finds the korban Pesach to have them in mind. No. So there's no chance that they're going to be included in the korban Pesach that this fellow finds if he finds it. Now, he said to them, though, that if I don't find it, if I'm coming back late, so then I would like you to have me in mind. So now, so if he succeeded in finding the Korban Pesach, and he slaughtered it, and the rest of the group found their own Korban Pesach, you know, meaning they like bought a Korban Pesach and slaughtered that. So im sheloi nishchat rishon, so if their Korban Pesach was slaughtered first, and now this fellow had suggested that maybe they would include him in the Korban Pesach, or let's make things clear, we want to assume that he suggested that they should include him in their Korban Pesach, and therefore, so if their Korban Pesach was slaughtered first, while he had requested to be included in their Korban Pesach, so therefore everyone eats from the group's Korban Pesach because it was slaughtered first. If his Korban was slaughtered first, well then, okay, Seder. So he's going to eat from the Korban Pesach that he slaughtered for himself. And then they are going to eat from their Korban Pesach that they slaughtered for themselves. Beseder. But if we don't know which one was slaughtered first, well then, or they both slaughtered Taka at the same time, so then hein ochlin mishelahen. So then they are definitely going to be able to eat from their Korban Pesach because they did not request to be included in the original, in the other fellow's Korban Pesach if he finds it. So they certainly are going to be able to eat their Korban Pesach, but he's a stickle stuck. V'hu eno ochel imoen. He cannot eat with them since we don't know which one was slaughtered first and he had requested to be included in theirs when they slaughtered it. And he also then went ahead and slaughtered his own and we don't know which one was slaughtered first and you know, he's going to be included in whichever one was slaughtered first, but we don't know which one that was. So therefore, he is kind of stuck. So his needs to be burnt because there's nobody who can definitively eat it. But he definitely doesn't need to do Pesach Sheni since he certainly was Yotze either with his Pesach or with their Pesach. He just doesn't know which one. Therefore, he can't eat it, but he's definitely Yotze. He doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Amr lohen ve'amr lo. What if he said to them, hey, fellows, include me in your Korban Pesach. And they said to him, hey, if you find the Korban, include us in yours. So then, where am I? Ochlin kulan min arishon. So then, everybody will just eat from whichever one was slaughtered first. Right? Okay. Vim en yodu eze me'en nishchot rishon. But if they don't know which one was slaughtered first, well, then nobody can eat. Shnei yotzen leves ha'sefa. Well then, nobody can eat the Korban Pesach because everybody had suggested that they would be included in each other's Korban and we don't know which one was slaughtered first, so everyone's basically stuck. But again, nobody has to do Pesach Sheni because certainly everyone was Yotze and whichever one was slaughtered first, we just don't know which one that was. Lo amar lo en velo amar lo. If nobody had suggested that, you know, they be included in the other one's Korban Pesach, right, the rest of the group said, look, we're just going to get our own. He says, look, I'm just going to go find it. So then, nobody's responsible for anybody else. He slaughters his Korban Pesach. Great. They slaughter their own Korban Pesach. Also great. And that's that. What happens when you have two groups and their Korban Pesach gets mixed up? I can only imagine, right? 12 million Korban Pesachs being slaughtered in Yerushalayim. It's bound to happen that your Korban is going to get mixed up with the people next to you. It's going to happen, you know, it's going to happen to someone. So you have a group with a whole bunch of people and your Korban Pesach gets mixed up with their Korban Pesach. They don't know which is which. Now, that's a problem because the Korban Pesach can only be eaten on the people who are, you know, signed up for it. Now, if they get mixed up, there's a 50% chance that you're going to be eating a different group's Korban Pesach and you weren't signed up for that Korban Pesach. So shtechaburis shenisaru pischein. If you have two groups and the korban pesach gets mixed up, elu moshchin loyin echad ve'elu moshchin loyin echad. So the solution is that each group appoints a volunteer. Where am I? Elu moshchin loyin echad ve'elu moshchin loyin echad. Echad me'elu balo etzel elu ve'echad me'elu balo etzel elu. Okay, so then the appointee or the volunteer then goes to the other group. So now, let's say there were five people in the group. So now each group now consists of four original members and one new member. Now, b'chachim omrim, and they say the following, im shalanu ha pesach hazeh, and so now as a newly formed group, they huddle and they say, look, if this dead carcass in front of us is our dead carcass, so then, yodecha meshuchos mishelcha, v'nimneis al shelanu. If this korban pesach in front of us is ours, so then they say to the new member, you are invited, you know, you are now part of our group, and, you know, and great, right? So now this korban pesach, four out of the five people in the group were original members, there is now a new member, all good. V'mshelcha hu ha-pesach hazeh. And if this Korban Pesach lying in front of us is not ours, it got mixed up, well, that means that Memele, it's yours. You are an original member of this Korban Pesach, so we are going to join you then. Yadeinu Meshuchos Mishelanu. We are sort of relinquishing our ownership, our membership on our original one. V'nimninu Al Shulchan, we're going to join you. So, and like this, we are guaranteed that each Korban Pesach is always going to have one of the original owners. So it's not going to be a Pesach that doesn't have, right, Shein Lo Bailim. It will never have been at that point. Because there was always either going to have almost all of the original members, or at least just one of the original members. But one of the original members will always be there. And then everybody else is just joining on, whether it's just the one person joining the rest of the group or the entire group joining the one person. V'chein chomish chabura, shal chomish chamisha, v'shal asara asara, moshchin loyin echad mikol chabura, v'chabura v'chein heim omrim. And you do the same thing, kilu, if there were five groups and five Pesachs and they all got mixed up, so then you just appoint one person from each group, then you have like each group consists of five people, one from each group. Kilu, this is the mahalich. When you have Korban Pesach that gets mixed up, you just make sure that you set up the odds so that you make sure that there's always going to be an original member, and everybody else then makes conditions that, well, if it's ours, then you're all invited to join with me, and if it's not, then I'm going to join with you. Okay, that whole dance. And finally, shnayim shenisaru pischein. What if you have two people who their Korban Pesachs get mixed up? So Reuven slaughtered a Korban Pesach for himself, Shimon slaughtered a Korban Pesach for himself, and they get mixed up. So this is a little bit, there's another detail here, which is that, well, they can't just make a condition, because, you know, if Reuven goes to Shimon's and Shimon goes to Reuven's, well, then there's no original owner, right? So while if Reuven chooses for himself his and Shimon chooses his and it works out, then great. But if there's a 50% chance that Reuven's going to get Shimon's and Shimon's going to get Reuven's, in which case, what do you do? So here's what you do. Moshech lo echod. So they bring on a new participant. So Reuven grabs somebody to join him, and Shimon grabs somebody to join him. And now, once you've done that, so now it's easy. You know, you can take the rest from here. Basically, just make conditions. Zemimana imo echod. Wait, what? Oh, I'm sorry. Let's say that again. So Reuven takes one of the animals, and then Shimon takes the other animal. Great. So zemimana imo echod minashok, zemimana imo echod minashok. And this is what I was saying. That right. So now, okay. So Reuven and Shimon, their korban pesach got messed up. Reuven takes one of the animals. Shimon takes the other animal. Ah, lemaisa. By the way, I had said a minute ago, right, that there was a dead carcass in front of them. No, Mistama, it's not talking about dead carcasses. It's talking about before that, because after the Shechita, you can't appoint people and stuff. No, Mistama, it's talking about before the Shechita, but it got mixed up, and already, You know, you don't want, but still, you don't want to have an animal that all the bilum left, as we were talking about at the beginning of the daf. So it's talking about when the animal was alive. Sorry. So now, where are we? So you have Reuven and Shimon, the Korban, their animals get mixed up with each other. So now, we don't know who's this who's. So Reuven just grabs, so Reuven takes one of the animals, Shimon takes the other animal, and then they take two more people. Reuven gets a sidekick and Shimon gets a sidekick. Now, Zeba Eitzel Zev, Zeba Eitzel Zev. Now Reuven's sidekick goes to Shimon, and Shimon's sidekick goes to Reuven. And then they make the basically the same stipulation as earlier. I don't know what I said a minute ago, but basically Reuven goes over to Shimon's korban, Shimon goes over to Reuven's korban, great. And now that they're at their new korbanis, Reuven says to, you know, Shimon's sidekick, who's now his partner, Reuven says, hey, if this is my korban, so then you're invited to eat it with me. If it's yours, well then I'll join you. So Ra'im Shaliu Pesach Zeh, if this is my korban Pesach, Yodechem Mishuchos Mishachov and Imnei Shali, so then you're invited to join me. You're not going to be on the other one anymore. You're going to be with me. Vim Shachov Pesach Zeh, and if this Pesach is yours, so then Yodem Mishuchos Mishali and Imnei Shachov, then I am, you know, relinquishing my rights to my korban, and I'm going to join you on this one. That was Daf Tzariches of Masechet Pesachim, sort of the last full daf of this Kodshim Sugyas. Hope you enjoyed it. The daf started out really talking about what happens when a fellow sets aside a Korban Pesach and then passes away. So he said, well, it really does, it depends on a whole bunch of factors, but essentially if he passed away after Chatzos, then, and the son was counted with him on his Korban Pesach, so then the son will be able to offer the Korban Pesach. If he passed away before Chatzos, so then the son will be able to, if he was not included on the Korban Pesach, then he'll be able to offer it as a Korban Shlamim. If the son was included on the Korban Pesach before, and he passed away before Chatzos, so then he'll bring it as a Pesach Sheni. And it becomes a little bit more complicated. What happens if the son was not included in the Korban Pesach and he passed away after Chatzos? So then it depends on a whole bunch of things. Either you could say that the Korban was now Nidche, in which case it should have to be Yira Achi Yistoyev, but maybe the father was already a Goseis before Chatzos, or maybe it's like Reb Shimon, where it can't actually be Nidche. So there are different Kimtas over there in terms of, can you then offer the Korban as a Shlam? We then got to a Mishnah which says that if you have a bunch of animal, if you have a Pesach that gets mixed together with like an Ola and a Shlomim, for example, so then what you do is you wait till they all get a Mum, and then you take the most expensive one and you bring the Korbanos like that. If it's after the Korban Pesach was already supposed to be offered, then you would bring the Pesach as a Shlomim. I don't know if I said Shlomim, you get mixed together with an Ola and an Ashram, right? So now if it was a Moser Pesach at this point, so you'd bring it as Shlomim. If it was still Korban Pesach, you could bring it as a Pesach. If it gets mixed together with a Bechor, so Reb Shimon says that a Pesach that gets mixed together with a Bechor, just treat them as they are, you know, if they're Kohanim, just slaughter both of them and eat both of them, since a Bechor Lamai says the same halachas as a Korban Pesach. The Chacham, however, disagree, because they would say, look, there's one difference though, which is that a Bechor can be eaten for 2 days and a Pesach can only be eaten until the second day, cannot be eaten on the second day. So you're going to be maybe kachim li beis hapsul. So they suggest rather what you should do is you should actually bring another animal into the mix, be machalal the Pesach onto that third animal, and then just eat the Pesach, and you wait for them to get a mum, right? And then you eat the Pesach and the two originals, basically, with the chumras of a bechor that got a mum. And then we got to this long Mishnah about when you have basically different groups that the Korban Pesach gets lost or mixed up. Nothing too crazy. Other than the fact that you just got to make sure, well, in the first part, it's basically whichever Korban Pesach that you belong to was slaughtered first, that's going to be your Korban Pesach. And in the end, when you have like the Korban Pesachs that get mixed up, so you just have to make sure that there's going to be an original owner sticking with the animal. Well, that was Daf Tzariches. I'll see you all tomorrow for Tzari Test. Peace out.